The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Elke week kan ons deur ons e-pos by drive@jacarandafm.com en ons kyk of ons kan help met iemand wat 'n bietjie van 'n benarrie in hulle lewens ervaar. So today's mailbag comes from Mike.
Hi Mike.
Mike says, "Hi Rob and Roz. Over the weekend I went on a first date. We went out for dinner and literally seconds after the food was finished, she just said thanks and left. I was just left sitting there all alone with the bill. So I did a Google search and it turns out there is a thing called a foodie call. People go on dates for a free dinner or a free meal and nothing else. Should we just stop going on dinner dates? Love the show, Mike."
I've heard of a booty call. I've never heard of a foodie call.
I've heard of something similar as well. It's called a hobosexual.
What is that?
That's when you just go out with people just for a place to stay, you know?
Well, so now, it's a little sus that Mike got walked out on the moment the food was... The moment the plates are cleaned, if you're getting up and excusing yourself, you know what I mean.
It's the start of becoming a homosexual, you see. Like, that's how they start, and then... It drags on to that.
En hier kom Shirley met die spyker op die kop en my punt. No, make prior arrangements on splitting the bill. Hashtag simple. I am all for chivalry and all for, as ek nou op 'n date gaan met 'n man, hy moet ten minste aanbied om die rekening te betaal. Maar ek wil my gedeelte van die bill betaal. If we're splitting the bill in half plus tip, I'm there for that, because then there is no expectation of me that, first of all, I'm going to see you again, and there's no expectation of me that I need to provide any services to now make the bill worthwhile. Moet ek nou so na die date omdat jy nou vir my kos gekoop het? I hate this so much.
No, I do as well. I'd never heard the term foodie call before. Like, imagine going out with someone just for a meal.
No.
Surely people don't do this.
Shocking.
Surely this is not a thing.
Tamlin, yes. However, you might make those arrangements and the other person might still get up and leave. That's true.
Like, Mike, if you're listening, please turn off your radio for a second. We have to have a discussion about you. Mm. Do you think he was just really bad at the dates? I'm just asking.
Nee, luister hier, selfs was hy bad at the date. Don't do that. Moenie daai persoon wees nie. I think it's trash behavior. I honestly think it's trash behavior to just leave after the bill has been paid. Jy het seker eens baie gesê nie. Jy sê soos, okay, my maag is nou vol, my oogies is toe, ek gaan huis toe.
What if it was the most uncomfortable, awful first date of all time and you absolutely couldn't wait to get out of there because this has just been the worst hour and a half of your life?
Tap your card and leave.
I suppose, yeah, you can still offer, hey. Don't worry, I'll get my half.
Yeah.
Bye.
Or even say for the waiter, just add up what I had and then I can...
Just going to go to the bathroom, tap and go.
No, like, guys, I can't.
No, it's awful.
Liesl, expose her.
Wow.
Liesl is savage, but I love that idea. I do.
I don't know, have you ever been felt taken advantage of for a meal and then just have the person dip?
Johan, I once saw a shirt saying, "I will buy you dinner if you promise me dessert."
Never mind.
That is the thing. That's the
Roz is like, "What's your Yoko?"
Exactly. I'm looking for that machine to tap. I will be out when I've paid my way.
Is this a thing? Are we going on dates just for a meal? We have no intention of ever speaking to the person ever. I've already blocked your number before we've even arrived at the restaurant. You are pre-blocked.
Exactly. You were blocked when I was eating my steak for mains. But if you are a person that is a bit of a foodie call person, then... let us know if you are a person who this has happened to, want dit is 'n blykbare trend. Laat weet ons op die WhatsApp lyn. Ons wil net gesels.
It is no mercy. Why does the playlist do this to us? Where did you go? After our dinner date, where did you go?
No mercy.
It is Monday mailbag today. Mike sent us a mail saying he took someone out for a date over the weekend. As soon as the plates were cleared off the table, this person disappeared, didn't offer to pay any of the bill. Mike's left thinking maybe it was a foodie call. Yeah. You go out with someone just for the meal.
So there's been quite a few WhatsApps in that I want to just read through. One is from Mossy, and he ends his message with ciao. We get it. Ciao. A foodie date. No ways. To save the embarrassment and money, get a picnic basket, pick her up, meet her halfway in the park, and have a picnic. Okay. Then Yuan. See it as a business opportunity. Something like a dating app, but to meet other people that are looking for a foodie call.
It's called a dinner party.
And then another one. Colette is still laughing at Joe with the homosexual. And Bus says, hi team, I've not had the meal experience, but I know what Joe is talking about with the hobo thing. I was caught like that for 4 years where someone just, you know, let's be in a relationship because I don't have a house. Near Yellen. Wow. That's worse than the food.
But then I think with the food thing as well, you must just be careful if the dates are always accepted from the 18th to the 23rd of the month. Then you know it might be a foodie call. At least a person has a job, because at least on the 25th they'll get paid.
Anyone inviting you out for dinner on the 18th, the suspect now.
Trust nobody.
Listen, do you want to hear the greatest idea ever? Ian, you're a bad man.
It's easily resolved. You can give the next man a heads up. Report them on Truecaller as spam and write your spam report. And the next person that wants to go on a date looks up on Truecaller and sees your report. Easy.
Report a person as spam, my brain. There it is.
Not only am I never going to see you on a date again, I'm also going to tell Truecaller all about you.
There you go.
Hey, the streets are hard, eh?
Between the 18th and the 23rd, Truecaller is your new best friend. Just double check everybody there.